This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Lots of football this weekend. I don't know if you watched any. We're going to talk about that, certainly. Plus, all of your thoughts in the mailbag. Another mass shooting. A 72-year-old man suspected in California in the massacre, however, is dead. Plus, there is a movie that crossed a very historic box office milestone. What movie? I'm going to tell you coming up this hour. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us and joining us on this show. Hard to believe, but yes, it's true. Days are dwindling down in our first month of 2023. Sad to hear this story about the gunman who killed 10 people at a dance studio in Monterey Park. The story was this. It happened just before 10:30 at a place called the Star Ballroom Dance Studio. It was near a Lunar New Year celebration in Monterey Park. 5 men and 5 women were killed. 10 others were injured. 7 of the wounded are still hospitalized. A 72-year-old who I mentioned, Hu Con Train, was identified as the dude, the suspect, by the L.A. County Sheriff's Department. And he was found dead with a self-inflicted gunshot wound on Sunday afternoon inside a cargo van after a standoff with police. Very strange. There's more to this story. He was once a regular at the dance studio. And 3 people who were witnesses say they knew him. It's unclear how often he came in recent times. But what was it that sent him in there shooting the way that he did? Very, very sad, of course, and shocking when you have something like this happen, because people are trapped in a box, basically. And it goes to what I talk about so much on this show. People who go to church, kids going to school, people shopping in a mall, people who are doing what they normally would do in their lives, shouldn't be prey to somebody who has the edge on them with a gun and decides he's going to spray them with bullets. So, you know, as of Sunday night, there have been at least 36 mass shootings in the U.S. so far, very early in this year. So it's sad for Monterey Park. They held a vigil for the victims of that shooting, and they're in shock, of course, because they were celebrating a very big deal, the Lunar New Year. And, of course, now they finally find the suspect, but they find him dead. What else happened over the weekend on a much lighter note for some anyway? The football year ended for the Dallas Cowboys, and sadly it ended as well for the Buffalo Bills because of Hamlin and his injuries. I think a lot of people who weren't normally Bills fans or even football fans were cheering for the Buffalo Bills, but that didn't stop the train called Joe Burrow and his mighty Bengals, because they beat the Bills in very snowy conditions, 27-10. Dallas lost to San Francisco. San Francisco with a quarterback called Mr. Irrelevant, last chosen in the draft, and Brock Purdy showed him how it's done. He was steady enough to lead them all the way to the NFC Championship game against the Eagles. The Eagles, of course, beat up on the Giants. And on the other side of things in the AFC, Cincinnati will take on the Kansas City Chiefs. In our second hour, we'll have more details on all of that, including a major injury to a Dallas Cowboys player when we hit the man cave. Elsewhere, did you know on Friday, more documents were turned up at the president's house? My goodness, what is going on? The insanity of that. There is just no way you can go after Donald Trump, I think, for these mishandled documents and yes, it's different than if you want to look at all the details, Joe Biden's, but Joe Biden is the current president. So now, of course, there's a new poll out, an Ipsos poll, and the poll asked the question about, were, you know, these mishandled classified documents upon exiting his term as vice president, do you believe that it was wrong? Well, what do you think people are going to say? 64, I'm surprised it wasn't higher, of the people who responded say that it was wrong. They also found that 77% in this poll say that the former president, Donald Trump, mishandled classified documents upon exiting his term. Okay, we get it. Additionally, when those were asked whose handling of classified documents was more serious of the bulk, 43% said Trump, compared to 20 who said Biden. So the publishing of the poll happened as Biden's personal attorney, Bob Bauer, announced on Sunday that more documents were found at the president's home. Maybe they need to poll them again. So, wait, we found more documents. Now what do you think? So, six items, which consisted of documents with classified markings and surrounding materials, some of which were from the president's service in the Senate, some were from his tenure as VP. So we obviously have a document problem in this country. And it's so odd because I just don't get it. How do you not have classified documents? It's almost like, you know, you see spy shows and they have burn bags, right? Where you have to burn the secret documents. I mean, Hollywood couldn't write this. The president's documents have been found. The secret codes are out there. What we know about XYZ foreign countries. I mean, we don't know. We don't know what was in it. We know it's classified. We know there was top secret on some of Trump's, and we know there was probably top secret, supposedly, from what I'm told, on the president's when he was VP in the documents that they found. And it's just too ridiculous. Still not as ridiculous as what is consistently happening with George Santos, who finally had to admit that he dressed in drag in Brazil and did a little dance number. And he, of course, was the butt of Saturday Night Live's jokes in their opening monologue and another piece in the show, because what comedian could resist? It's just too easy. The sad part of this is someone who represents the people in New York, in Long Island, who is a joke, who is consistently akin to a fantasy character, Pinocchio. And every week, some new piece of insane information comes out. It started really when he said that he played volleyball, that he was a volleyball star at Baruch College, which of course he never even went there. Who knows if he can even hit a volleyball? Who cares? But it's just not a good representation, I think, a person representing the people in that area. But how does he go down until they trace it back to the money? And there's nothing really that Kevin McCarthy can do. People scream that, well, can't Kevin McCarthy do something? There has to be more than, oh, lying about college, lying about scholarships, lying about being a dancer, lying about being in drag. But it certainly doesn't instill confidence. It is one of the strangest stories that has come out of the new year, I think, when it comes to the game of politics and the people who represents. In the Cola Wars, there's been a big switch, and some fans are not happy. What's that about? We're going to tell you on the flip side.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
All right, if you drink soda, you know this is a big deal, right? That's why we're talking about it right now here on this show. Coca-Cola or Pepsi. And, of course, there's other drinks in between that you certainly could be a Mountain Dew fan or one of the other varieties of, as my grandfather would call it, soda water. But the Coca-Cola-Pepsi wars are pretty famous. And I really find that people fall into one camp or the other. To me, it's kind of like beer. Like some people are fans of, especially when it comes to light beer, Bud Light versus Michelob Ultra. In fact, now you have that on the commercials. Bud Light is starting to go after Michelob Light, because they're saying that their beer is better, basically, and that's what you do when you come up with clever, crafty commercials. But I think that kind of sticks in people's heads, that you're either this or that. We live in a this or that world anyway, right? My team, your team. my politics, your politics. Pinocchio versus everybody else on the Hill. But seriously, so this is a chain that is now by me in my new home since I moved to Florida last year, but it's called Culver's, and it's out of Wisconsin. And they're switching from Pepsi products to Coca-Cola. But I guess people who are Pepsi fans and who go there are not happy. They have 900 restaurants. They're in 26 states. And they say that they're adding, you know, root beer and Dr. Pepper and sweet tea, unsweetened tea. You know, got to give everybody what they want. And they're known, what they're basically known for is the thing they call Butter Burger. It's just this toasted buttered bun that has their burger. And then they've got, because it's Wisconsin, right, they've got cheese curds on the menu, which you don't get cheese curds anyplace else that I'm aware of, and that's a very Wisconsin thing. We have people listening in the great state of Wisconsin. Cheese curds are good. I had a friend from Wisconsin who would constantly bring them back to me when she'd go back from Texas to Wisconsin, and they're very addicting. Anyway, they say that they're now instead, they're doing the Coca-Cola products. And so in the Midwest, making that kind of a change, there are people that are out there on Twitter basically exploding it all over the place how angry they are. And then on the website, you have hundreds of angry comments that are coming into their Facebook page, I should say. And they say they can't believe Culver's is switching from Pepsi to Coke. It's always been my all-time favorite place to eat. This is totally ruining it for me. Somebody else put, switching to Coke? Come on. So there was somebody that did say among the thousands of comments, I am stoked that Culver's is switching from Pepsi to Coke products. And during the first 9 months, if you're curious, of 2022, Coca-Cola held about 40% of the U.S. retail market share by volume, followed by PepsiCo with 29%. I just said that to somebody. I wonder about the Cola Wars, who's selling more. I will tell you, I am a Coke person. I'm a Coke product person, although I try to really drink more water than anything else. That certainly didn't make resolutions, but that's certainly something that I try to do because we're all so dehydrated running around. So it's not something I'm drinking constantly, but I do have it in my head, and it has always been the thing. If I get, it used to be Diet Coke, but it's Coke Zero, you know, that's what I'm going to get. We are creatures of habit, so I am in the Coke camp. So yay Culver's, because it's interesting. I've only eaten there once, and I don't care for Pepsi, so I wasn't going to get a Pepsi, so they taste different to me. All right, it's interesting because at movie theaters, that's a thing too. What products do they carry? And the different chains carry one or the other. If you have been to the movies lately, perhaps you've seen Avatar, The Way of Water. Well, it is in the $2 billion club. So they crossed film history. And this is James Cameron's sequel to the original Avatar. And it's made over $2 billion worldwide and still going, of course, because it's been six consecutive weekends that they've been in the number one spot since it was released in December. And it is a long time coming because Avatar came out in 2009. Wow, 2009. So he is in that rarefied air. You think of Titanic, that was another one of his, and that was a James Cameron film, Titanic. So Titanic, Star Wars, The Force Awakens, Avengers, Infinity Wars, Avengers Endgame, that also is in that $2 billion club. But how about Cameron being the only director who can say three of his films are right there among the six that have made over $2 billion. And here's what's interesting. So if the two Avatars have made that much money, what do you think the chances are that there's going to be more Avatars? Of course there is. They're planning to release at least, and that's what they say, at least three other Avatar sequels going forward. So something about Avatar has captured the imagination, and I guess the idea is, well, it's going to continue to do that. So if you've got people that are coming to see that film, of course you're going to keep producing. It's like Marvel and the characters that come up with Marvel and how, you know, it's automatic box office. It's the same thing now with Avatar, and that's going to have a hot run, whatever it ends up to be. If they're saying at least three, who knows, it could be many more than three by the time it's all said and done. You do know this. Last time we left you, we weren't talking about going to the movies. We weren't talking about, geez, I'm upset because Culver's is dumping Pepsi. Or what do you prefer? Although I'm curious, in this audience, you can participate in the unofficial poll. Pepsi or Coke, send me your thoughts. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. We were talking about smashing into the debt ceiling. So at this point, we're on borrowed time with that, right? We got to pay our bills. And so I said this in our show on Thursday, heading into this, imagine it's like if you've ever had to do that and you say, what can I not pay? What can I get away with stretching? What do I have to put on hold That's your government at work once again. And this is nothing new. We've been through this before. So the top Republicans blasted the president for refusing to negotiate a deal over the debt ceiling, and they're threatening to leverage the prospect of default to secure spending cuts from the White House. Biden is preparing to sit down with the Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, in the next couple of days. But the president's saying he's not going to haggle over the fiscal obligation. Here's the bottom line. You know, you pay in. You know what I'm talking about, Social Security or whatever. And then you get old. And all of a sudden, you look in the mirror. Oh, I'm not young anymore. So for some people, they're depending on certain checks to come their way. And there always feels like there's that threat that's hanging over them. I hate that. The country's debt exceeds $31 trillion. And, of course, what's the deal? It's decades of spending, decades and decades of spending, and no control. And then thinking, just pass it off. I mean, obviously, the budget process isn't working. I agree with Nancy Mace, a Republican from South Carolina, who was on Meet the Press, and said, clearly, it doesn't work. And she's right. Clearly, it doesn't work. I mean, why do we say someday we'll figure this out? Let's push it down the road. Now's the time to talk about it. Burn the midnight oil. Order the pizzas. Whatever it takes. You know, I mean, seriously. Joe Manchin, a key member of Biden's party, signaled interest in holding special talks. Joe knows, right? In a potential break with other Democrats, saying that it would be a mistake if the president didn't discuss some cuts with the Republican counterparts, particularly focusing on eliminating waste, fraud, and abuse. So this quibbling, quarreling nonsense, we're in extraordinary measures. That means we're just figuring out, what do we pay? The notes against us. We're playing chicken with the national debt. That's exactly what's happening. You know, the government, just so you know, in our history, in our young history, the U.S. government has never defaulted, ever. Even the mere prospect of a default has cost the economy greatly. We've seen this. We've seen rattled markets in 2011. We've seen the country's credit become worse. And it's cost you and I, the taxpayers, more than $1 billion. But we have never defaulted. Let's hope that we don't default for real this time around again. Coming up, your thoughts, including on what happened over the weekend in football, as we go to the mailbag.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The suspect in Saturday's deadly mass shooting in Southern California is dead. Authorities identified the 72-year-old Asian man who they say opened fire near a Lunar New Year celebration at a dance studio in Monterey Park, leaving 10 people dead. At least 10 others were wounded. An apparent targeted attack at a Baton Rouge bar left at least a dozen people wounded by gunfire. 9 victims have non-life-threatening injuries, police say. One congressman says the U.S. should send at least one tank to Ukraine to push Germany to send its own fleet. Appearing on ABC's This Week, Texas Republican Michael McCaul said Germany is waiting for the U.S. to take the lead. The matchups are set for the NFC and AFC championship games. The Eagles will host the Niners, who beat the Cowboys on Sunday night. The AFC pits Cincinnati against Kansas City. Jerry Varmash, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You have mail, mistress.
What? Pick in the mailbag.
So many emails. I always get a ton of emails from all of you across the country. And I think, I almost think some of you, it's automatic, which I love, that you think, oh, I'm going to send that. I wonder if she saw this. It's like you're watching my back, you know, like you're part of the crew. Did she see this story? Do you know about this story? So I got this one from, I got a ton of questions about what happened on Nail the Score and am I going to do another Nail the Score and what did I think of the football games? And was I surprised by the Eagles-Giants game? Was I surprised about the Bills? So here's what Joe, listening to us in New Orleans, says. He says, Kate, I know in your heart you love my Saints. I've heard you give some shout-outs. Who dat nation? Who dat back to you? But we are long gone. So I'm listening to you on 990 AM. You have a lot of fans down here. You already know that. And I'm actually pulling for your Eagles because I know that you've lived all over the place, but you grew up outside of Philly. And how about those Eagles? Just really took care of business against the Giants. But I have to tell you, I was surprised about the Buffalo Bills. I thought my man Josh Allen was going to come out storming, and instead it all unraveled for them. You know, it is interesting. I have a really good friend in Buffalo, and she was just coming back from somewhere, and she was telling me that the plane was filled with really depressed people dressed in their Bills garb. And she said, you know, eventually they'll break your heart. And they did break the heart of the people that were at this game, very snowy, wild conditions. And Joe Burrow and the Bengals put a big wrench into the travel plans of the Bills and maybe their fans because they were thinking they were going to do a neutral site game in Atlanta. Burrow threw 2 touchdown passes. Cincinnati's defense just swarmed Josh Allen on this really slick, snow-like, well, not snow-like, snowy field. And they beat him 27-10. And so the Bengals go to the AFC Championship game for the 2nd straight year. And it's going to be in Kansas City. And Burrow afterwards, I think, here's the thing. There is a thing about headlines or listening to sports radio or listening to radio shows or any of that that the athletes say they don't do, but they do do. And people will sometimes put things up, what they call bulletin board material. So Burrow said right after the game, better send those refunds because 50,000 or so tickets were already sold for a game that's not going to be played. And one Bengals player was yelling sarcastically when the team was heading up to the locker room. See y'all in Atlanta. Wow. Yeah, because they were talking about this neutral game. And of course, that's what happened. And I think a lot of people, and I said this before, were pulling for the Bills, too, because of the Bills safety, Damar Hamlin, who had a heart attack and had to be resuscitated on the field. And he was this big inspiration and big presence. And he was watching the game from an end zone suite, but he just couldn't spark them. What can you do? It was Cincinnati's. They want it. Good for them and good for Burrow. And, you know, you talk about the, I'll just say this briefly because we got a man cave in the next hour. And you talk about Philly and Jalen Hurts, the product of Alabama. You know, he was incredible at Alabama. He is the guy. I mean, he's put them in this spot to begin with. He was out for a couple of games because of the shoulder. He was back in, and Philly was their game all the way. 38-7. His shoulder was fine. No problem about that whatsoever. He threw a couple of touchdown passes. He ran for a score in a very dominant first half, and the Eagles just overwhelmed the Giants on Saturday. They're the top seed. They're going to host the NFC Championship game next Sunday against the San Francisco 49ers. So that's how it all played out. All right, how about this story from Mish, who asked me if I saw this or not, and I did see this. I can't believe it. Food prices are so high. Speaking of eggs, Katie, I know you've talked about shopping for eggs and that people in your neighborhood have chickens, people in my neighborhood have chickens, that there are people that are smuggling eggs into the United States from Mexico. They're starting to catch them and smack people with some pretty big fines, I guess. But obviously they're also still making their way in. Well, I'm not surprised by that because this of the prices of eggs. There was the avian flu, right? The chicken flock that got smashed by that. So that was part of the egg prices skyrocketing. I mean, 11% from November to December, 59%, almost 60% annually is insane, right? Eggs used to be cheap. Like, that was something you picked up you didn't even think about. I remember, seriously, like, you'd have a list, a physical list in your hand or in your phone or whatever, and that those were just like the staples, right? You'd go and you weren't thinking, oh, I don't know, geez, look at the price of this. Now that's exactly what's happening. So that's why there is the whole chicken thing in the U.S. You can even rent chickens so that they can give you eggs because that's how desperate people have become, especially if they have a bigger family to feed. And you think of everything that eggs go into, and then plus what you can do with eggs. So, yeah, so there are people that are smuggling eggs in from Mexico and trying to sell them that way. And of course, that's a no-no, and they're trying to nab them. This comes to us from Bill. He says, Kate, I'm a lifelong Republican, used to be a New Yorker, in fact, in Long Island. This crap about George Santos, shame on the Republican Party and their lame ways to vet a potential candidate. They can use every excuse they want, including, oh, we couldn't find anyone good. So you find somebody who used to be a guy who was in Brazil and danced and was in drag and had nothing but lies on his resume and played to every possible sensibility that he could. I mean, just how just how low can you go? What a ridiculous mistake, and one that might not be able to be altered depending on what is tied to money. Yeah. You know, that's it. Thanks for that. It's tied to money. If you can't tie anything to George as far as that's concerned, then guess what will happen? Nothing is the answer, because they can't go after him. It doesn't make any sense. They can't go after him and force him to resign. In fact, he's on a couple of committees, and McCarthy can't do that. I like what McCarthy said, because everybody's trying to say, well, what are you going to do? And for a while, reporters were chasing him around, and he said, it's up to the voters. He is really right, right? You elected him. Why'd you give us this problem? You elected him. You didn't vet him, and now you don't want him. Well, he's yours. He's yours until you can tie some kind of campaign fraud or something else like that to him, if they can find that, if they can. Otherwise, the Santos stays. And it's just crazy. I mean, who knows what kind of allegations or photos are going to pop up right next? I mean, you just have no idea. So there's nothing you can do. I mean, it's like I said, this is a wild season for politics. That's what I'll talk about. It's a wild season. So he was elected last fall as the first non-incumbent gay Republican member of Congress, which, of course, that was being touted as a really good thing. And, you know, there we go. Yay. So look at what's happened here. And in the end, it's turned everything upside down, right? And of course it has, because, you know, saying that his mother was killed in 9/11, and oh my gosh, I mean, like I said, the list goes on, and I don't want to go down another rabbit hole with that. All right, this one is from Michael, who says, hey, Kate, the story about California and the dance hall and the celebration, the Lunar New Year parties, very, very sad. And you think, what did this old guy have that was burning in his heart and his soul so badly that he had to go in and just shoot people and then disappears and then kills himself, and they find him in a van? And that doesn't do anything for the people who are left trying to make sense of something that doesn't make sense. And remember, there were people that were injured too, so there's also dealing with that. Yeah, I mean, you know, look, you had teachers and students, they were Chinese, they were Russian, they were celebrating the Lunar New Year when that happened, and are you expecting that? You know, of course you're not. So you're dancing, they're dancing, and that's it. And then the next thing you know, it turns into a house of horrors, and that's what happened. So lots of people are talking about what happened, including two bystanders disarmed this Hu Kantron, his name was, in Alhambra, I guess. And they're saying that the police are saying this could have been much worse. They really saved lives, because after killing the people in that dance studio, he walked in, he had his weapon, you know, he did what he did, and he had his weapon wrestled away from him. And it was a magazine-fed semi-automatic assault pistol. And so, you know, there's the good news, that somebody, again, fought to save other people. And then, of course, like I said, they find him, and you don't have a reason. You don't have what the motive is. There is no reason. But what was the motivation for him to go in there and do that? You can always send me your thoughts, Kate, at katedelaneyradio.com.
Thank you.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
To shake at you as we head for the exits of this hour. So I talked about egg prices climbing almost 60% in a year, which is crazy. I have no great adjectives for it. It is shocking. I'm an egg eater. So I was today, I made an egg. I did, over easy. And it's funny, I was thinking about the show, and I was thinking about everybody else making their eggs and thinking about this whole story of, oh yeah, now they're coming over illegally. Gotta go get our illegal eggs we can't afford. Gotta go get a chicken. Gotta go rent a chicken so we can afford eggs. And I was counting, how many eggs do I have left? Oh, wow, I only have like 2 eggs left. Does that mean that I have to be held hostage at the store to whatever the price is? Yes. Yes, that's what it means. I'm not getting chickens. I have a dog, and Guinness would not like chickens. But I do have neighbors that have chickens. Luckily, no roosters. Roosters are miles away. So I'm not next to any roosters, because that would not be fun. Would not be fun. Here's something I think about. You know, we just went through the holidays, and if people listening, if you got gifts, you might have gotten candles, right? Even you dudes, you know, people put things in stockings and give candles. It's popular. I was just looking at this story about this one kind of candle that is called Taylor and Finch, and it's got 6-wick scented candles. Well, they're combusting and they're breaking their glass containers. So they've been recalled. Spice apple and rosewood, I guess, and cedarwood and clove. I'm thinking, but how many people are thinking that? They thought, this is a great gift. It's under $20. It smells good. I'm wrapping up. That's a good Christmas present. How many people gave combustible candles having no idea? And of course, yes, customers can return the candle for a full refund, but how many people know about it? And that's the whole thing, right? So you light up candles, and there's always the worry, by the way, too, when people use candles that they're exhausted, and of course in the romantic sense, if you can fall asleep, or you just light candles and you fall asleep. And now you've given these combustible candles, or maybe you picked up some combustible candles, and they were sold, you know, up right to the holidays, mostly from August to October, because you think of Halloween and those scents make sense normally. But it is kind of freaky. To me, you know what it's like? It's like and some of you may have this, where you have those hall lights, like, you know, someone from your family or somebody's staying over, and you have like those little lights that you plug in. And there have been stories about people catching things on fire because they get too hot. So I don't have any of those. But the candle thing is so big. I'm thinking I certainly have had my share of candles. None, thank goodness, combustible, where it just exploded and shot the glass out and phew, there you go. But if you do happen to have those candles, take them back and get your $17 and change, and be glad that, hey, it didn't combust on me. So forever stamps are cool. Why do I like forever stamps? Because how many times are you mailing something? Not that often, right? If you get a bunch of forever stamps, then they don't expire. That's the idea. So you have them stuck in your wallet or in a drawer or whatever. And then when you're looking for the stamps, so you can find them, you know, you don't have to do that nonsense of going to get them, going to buy them, that whole thing. But forever stamp prices are increasing 3 cents due to inflation, on the rise again. So a first class forever stamp goes from 60 cents to 63 cents, right? They approved that whenever they did, I want to say in November. But so the forever stamp, the thing that's good about that is it lasts. So if you have forever stamps, you can still mail whatever you have left. But the amount to mail, I started to think about this. So domestic postcards, 45 cents to 48 cents. If you're mailing someone a postcard, woohoo, I'm at Disneyland. Or woohoo, I'm over here at the volcano. I didn't take a selfie, so I didn't fall in. Don't worry. Or Kate said to go to Yellowstone. I'm in Yellowstone. Check it out. It's amazing. I haven't seen Kevin Costner, but it's beautiful. You're paying some money to send that friend a postcard. 48 cents, and then whatever the postcard is. And then if you're mailing letters, that's all going up too. So it's no longer cheap. It used to be kind of cheap to mail the letter, but the Postal Service, listen, they were in trouble at one point. It's like, are we going to have a postal service? But on the other side, you need some happy news. I feel like I'm just bombarding you with nothing but crazy nonsense. The price of priority mail, that's decreasing. So flat rate boxes, envelopes, all that kind of stuff, nothing there. No price increases. That's smart because they want to be able to compete with everybody else. So that's the whole idea. Hey, if you come in here, no matter what, you know, put it in there. It's the one price. And how do they respond when they get complaints about why are the stamps going up? It's obvious inflation might be slowing, but the cost of living is going up. So they say, we got to raise our prices, fuel, cleanup, supplies, blah, blah, blah. We have to make adjustments. You know, the cost of living increase, 8.7%. That was December of last year. So just a month ago, 2022, that's the Social Security Administration putting that up. So, yeah. And there are fake stamps out there. So just make sure you're getting the right stamps. As always, there's a scam. If there can be a scam, there's a scam somehow. So you can buy them in bulk before the prices went up. And to purchase them, you had to go to USPS, the store online, or Amazon, so that you didn't get hit up by the wrong people. And some people fall for that, because now anymore, when someone's trying to scam you, it is so exacting how they copy, right? I like when you get, and this may have happened to some of you, it happens to me definitely, where I'm not a customer. I once got something from somewhere and they say, well, we've renewed your subscription to like Geek Squad, or we've renewed your subscription to whatever. And it's always like some tremendously huge price. And it sends you into that momentary panic where you think, I didn't do that. What are they talking about? And I don't have an automatic renewal, but it's a way to trap you. So be careful when you click around, because that's one way that people are getting pulled in, right? And you don't want that. You do not want that to happen. You don't want to get pulled into all of that. And so easy, like I said, because scams, you know, if there's a way to come up with an idea to duplicate and make it look like it really is exactly the product that you ordered in the past, if they can come up with a way to do it, and they can, we're all in trouble. Sorry for the people in Pakistan, 220 million people without power, a nationwide power outage. So no electricity on Monday. And already they've got fuel shortages in the winter months and everything else. So they have a limited number of grids in some of their capital, in their capital city, and some of the other cities. So, boy, that's pretty rough. They're telling people to reduce their energy consumption, but apparently not enough, because they saw the reserves get zapped, and it's the most widespread power outage that they've had in a while. Plunged into darkness all of a sudden. Ugh, the worst feeling. And hopefully you don't have the combustible candles that you have to light up if you find yourself in that situation. Really sad. Lisa Marie Presley was laid to rest. Still kind of shocking, right, to think about her death. And maybe it's something about Elvis, and this is was his only daughter, and it was a who's who at her funeral. Priscilla Presley, of course, doing the eulogy, and Sarah Ferguson, the Duchess of York, was there, and the Memphis mayor, who knew the family really well, Axl Rose with a musical performance, Alanis Morissette performing as well, Billy Corgan, Jason Clark, and the Tennessee Mass Choir also there, and I saw some pictures of it. It looked absolutely beautiful, I will say that. RIP to Lisa Marie Presley, being laid to rest on the Graceland property. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Continue to make it count as we get deeper into 2023.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.